Hello, folks, and welcome to Songs of Our Own, a marital tour through the music that shaped us. I'm your co-host, Lee Strickland.
And I'm Al Leone.
Well, hey, Al.
Hi, Lee. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm really good.
Good. I'm so glad that we could be here and record this episode and get it out when we told our listeners we would.
It really feels like a win for the end of the year, I'm not going to lie.
I know. Yeah. Especially with our coming back from our hiatus. It was this is the make or break episode.
Yeah. Could we actually do this two times in a row? And we're doing the thing and it's great. And I'm looking outside and there are holiday lights and I just feel really good right now.
Yeah. That's really nice. So, in case you're just joining us, we are covering Holly Jolly Christmas from Burl Ives, or his version, because Christmas is the winter holiday that we celebrate as a household this time of year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, even if it's not your holiday of choice, you know, we hope you enjoy the episode and get something from it.
And Lee, this was a you pick that we have been talking about at this point for multiple years wanting to do. So what about Holly Jolly Christmas attracted you?
This has just so much that I like in a holiday song. Like, it's old. It was in a very old like claymation Christmas special, which is lovely.
Oh, I love that one so much. Is Sam the Snowman?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's Sam the Snowman is the one and only Burl Ives, so like a well-known folk musician. So love that it's sung by a folkie. And yeah, it's short, it's sweet, it's simple. It doesn't get a lot of radio play though, which I think also adds to why I like it.
Mm-hmm. It's still special.
It's still special. Like, when you hear it, it's like, whoa, there's the song.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it really makes me like pay attention when it comes on because I so seldomly hear it during the winter year or the winter time of year. Mm-hmm. So that's a little bit about why I picked it.
Okay. Well, tell us a little bit about the history behind it.
All right. So the song is actually called A Holly Jolly Christmas. I just always call it Holly Jolly Christmas. It was originally written by Johnny Marks in 1962. Johnny Marks is this huge, like, I don't even know, this huge, like, pillar of Christmas songs, which is kind of funny. So, like, he wrote this one. He wrote Silver and Gold. He wrote Run, Run, Rudolph. He wrote all these Christmas songs.
Are they all connected to either Rudolph or the Rudolph claymation?
No, he's written some others about, you know, beautiful time of year or something like that.
Whatever that nonsense is.
But yeah, those were like the most well-known.
Okay, gotcha.
So he's written a lot over the years. It was the title song of the Quinto Sisters' first album, Holly Jolly Christmas, recorded in June of 1964 for Columbia Records. The song was featured in the 1964 Rankin and Bass Christmas special, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, in which Burl Ives voiced the narrator, Sam the Snowman. Originally to be sung by Larry D. Mann as Yukon Cornelius, the song, as well as Silver and Gold, was given to Ives due to his singing fame. This version was also included on the soundtrack album. The song was re-released by Ives in 1964, as a single and later featured the following year in his 1965 holiday album, Have a Holly Jolly Christmas. The version on the 1965 album is a little bit slower of an arrangement than the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer version. And since becoming the more commonly heard rendition on the radio, it features the like 12-string guitar introduction. Which is kind of cool. The song mentions mistletoe in the bridge, where the singer asks the younger lover to, quote, kiss her once for me. The song features men and women singing a chorus whose repeated ding-dong imitation of Christmas bells are heard in the intro and outro of the song before it fades out, of course. The song's enduring popularity is evident by its reaching number 30 on the U.S. Billboard Adult Contemporary chart in 1998, as well as number 21 on the U.S. Country Songs digital chart and number 5 on the Holiday 100 chart in 2011. The song charted on the Billboard Hot 100 for the first time in 2017.
What?
Yep. After rules on chart eligibility for older songs had been relaxed several years before, it peaked at number 38. For the week ending December 8, 2018, the song re-entered the Hot 100 chart, reaching number 10 for the week ending in January 5, 2019. On the week ending in January 4, 2020, it peaked at number 4. With this feat, Ives now holds the record for the longest break between Hot 100 top 10s, as he returned to this minimum ranking after 56 years. 56 years, 7 months, and 2 weeks since his previous top 10 hit. At 109 years after birth, surpassing Louis Armstrong's What a Wonderful World, which reached the top 40 when Armstrong would have been 86 years old, as the oldest artist, living or deceased, to have a top 40 hit. As of December 2019, Burl Ives' recording has sold 664,000 copies in the United States since becoming available for download in the digital era.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. And I think it speaks to, like, I know this is not for everybody, I recognize this, but I'm always really excited when there's the one radio station in town that switches over to Christmas music. I'm like, oh, thank God, it's finally here.
Yeah, and our local one did it really early this year. Like, it was the middle of November.
Yeah, it was Veterans Day, so it would have been the 10th of November.
Yeah.
And I think people, like, holiday music is just one of those things where it brings a lot of joy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it brings a lot of joy. And, like, I remember during 2020 when it was all the stations, or, like, yeah, in the beginning of November, we're like, all right, we're going to switch over because everyone needs this.
We don't have anything else in us. This right. is all we got.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm with you. I appreciate when stations do that. It's very hopeful. And, yeah, I find it so interesting that this song was supposed to be sung by the guy who voiced Yukon Cornelius. Like, I can't even picture that.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine him with a singing voice. Because yeah. I think there's even a scene in there where he does try and sing, right?
I think so. Like, he does the, like, silver gold thing.
Yeah, and it's really not good.
No, it's so, like, gravelly and stuff that I would have been interested to see how they pulled that off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, would that have been a really weird transition into this voice actor doing his normal voice, mm-hmm. which is, like, very lovely? Mm-hmm. Or, yeah, would he have tried to do it as Yukon Cornelius? I don't know. Very strange.
Yeah, I'm glad they went with Burl Ives, because it does, as soon as this song comes on, Silver and Gold, even Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, like, all I see is Sam the Snowman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's interesting to see pictures of, like, Burl Ives before that, and then kind of after the fame of Rudolph, because mm-hmm. he definitely had the facial hair of Sam the Snowman, but then he really, like, takes time to, like, perfect that facial hair, mm-hmm. the mustache and the goatee, and then he kept that for, I mean, a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, he owed, I think, a lot to that little short.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's truly, like, when I think about classic Christmas movies that I grew up with, Rudolph is one of them. I feel like the animated Frosty the Snowman was one of them yes. that we always would watch.
With the very raspy voiced song.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's a fun one too.
Yeah, that one. And then, like, your true old classics, like White Christmas and It's a Wonderful Life.
Yep. Yep, I have seen them all now.
I know. It's because you're a very good husband. It's really what it's about.
Thanks. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Kudos all the way around. Best husband award coming. Thank 2023.
You. Thank you. I deserve this. Humble as I am.
Mm-hmm.
So we listened to three different versions. So we listened to Burl Ives' version, the one from his Christmas album that has the 12-string guitar intro. And then we listened to Alan Jackson's version. And then we listened to Smash Mouth's version.
Which, I mean, I never would have expected them to have done a Christmas album, but there you go.
No, and it just came out. I don't know exactly when, but sometime in 2023. It's called Mistletoes, and missile is like the, like, bomb type of missile.
Which tracks for Smash Mouth?
Yeah, so I didn't do any research into that to know if it was before or after the lead singer passed.
Mm-hmm.
But it was an interesting version, very like 90s kind of ska,
mm-hmm.
like ska punkish.
Yeah.
And then the Alan Jackson version was the Alan Jackson version.
Which honestly, like, I'm really impressed that you made it through that song, even though it was Holly Jolly Christmas.
Well, he didn't yodel, so.
There was some attempts at yodeling in there.
I just blocked it out. So I've listened to that one specifically for you because you're an Alan Jackson fan.
Yeah, I don't know that I'm an Alan Jackson fan, but I definitely, he's one of the ones that I grew up on. Like, my mom had the Alan Jackson Greatest Hits cassette tape in her car back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely had his Christmas album when I still had CDs.
Yeah. I mean, you're more of a fan than you are letting on, right? Because I can say, like, went down to the Chattahoochee and you can jump right in with the rest of the lyrics.
Yeah, I do know a lot of song lyrics.
Mm-hmm. So I played it for you.
Oh, are you looking for more kudos on Best Husband Ever? Because I think we already gave you that award and you weren't that humble about it.
That's true. That's true. Of those three, did you have a favorite version?
I mean, I think it has to be Burl Ives, right? Like, classic childhood. I mean, yeah, like, it just takes me right back to sitting in the TV and being like, go, Rudolph, go, like, get home, mm-hmm. beat the bumble.
Yeah, will he make it? We don't know.
Yeah, like, I just remember, like, being pinned to the TV wondering if Rudolph was going to be okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, every year. And then there for a while, like, I don't know if you remember this in your childhood, but some television station really latched on to, like, Christmas in July.
Oh, I do remember that. And it was, like, the Cartoon Network.
Yeah, and they would play all these Christmas specials in, like, July.
Also when we needed it.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I thought it was super funny because it was, like, be outside. It's the summertime. And, like, we both grew up in Colorado, so Colorado summers are, like, really mild compared to, you know, every place else we've lived. So yeah, it was this funny, like, no, come inside and watch TV. And, like,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I don't understand that marketing.
I mean, I think it's just a sign of the times, right? Because you're looking at probably, like, late 90s, early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
So there's still a lot of, like, that latchkey kid kind of situation going on, and, like, a ton of parents working just outrageous numbers of hours. And, like, yeah, your kid could go outside. Who knows what's going to happen, right? You start having the, like, milk bottles with the missing kid pictures on it to freak everybody out. And then it's like, or they could stay inside and watch Christmas movies. And you're like, well, okay.
Yeah, see what happens to Frosty this year, kids.
Yeah, so I'm not surprised that that was the way the world went.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't think about it like that.
Yeah, Christmas in July, I do miss that.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good thing.
Yeah, it was fun. Bring it back.
Well, Lee, as we are approaching the holidays, is there anything that you're especially excited for this year?
You know, I'm excited for so many things. I'm excited that we're back recording. I feel like this is a fun thing that you and I get to share, to kind of step out of those, like, mom and dad shoes that I feel like we're in all the time. And, like, with a one-year-old, you got to be in them all the time. But it's nice to be able to step away from that. I'm thankful that Small Fry is going to get to be more involved in Christmas this year.
Yeah.
Because, like, last year he was pretty small. So, you know, he kind of was interested in the paper for about 10 seconds and then was like, what are we doing here?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited for him to be a little more into it. And yeah, I think I'm just thankful for you and thankful for him and thankful for, you know, our friends and our families, near and far. And yeah, just glad I get to share this special time of year with you and the baby.
Mm.
So, Al, what are you thankful for this holiday season?
I think I would have to echo the things you were saying about just getting to be together as a family and get to watch Cedar just experience more wonder about the world around him. Like, he's super interested in the different lights, and so I'm excited to do those kind of displays with him and just show him around. You know, I'm excited. This might be a weird thing to say, but like, I'm really excited as a parent to also instill a sense of gratitude in him as we go through the holiday seasons, because I think, especially here in the US, right, we go from Thanksgiving and then like all of a sudden, right, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, Small Business Saturday. Who, like, have you bought gifts for that coworker you really don't like, but you have to give a gift to? And I think to zoom out of that wildness, to really say, like, the holidays are about family. The holidays are about appreciation. The holidays are about sharing and giving. And, like, this is the joy of giving. And not just in December, but all the other months of the year, too. Like, I'm really excited to help him learn and grow in that gratitude space, because I think it's a muscle that not many folks have. And I'm excited to help him flex that.
Yeah, definitely. It'll be neat to help him, yeah, flex that and grow that as he gets older.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And help, and you know, help remind us too, because I know we can get caught up in that. Mm-hmm. I feel like for us, it even starts like with Halloween.
Oh my God, it's the worst. Although you secretly love to put together a good Christmas list.
I do. Christmas lists are awesome.
You start putting those together January 1st. So yeah.
Yeah, let's be serious. Let's
call it what it is. But yeah, I think just coming back to like the roots of the holidays, I'm really excited for that.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. And yeah, I'm excited we get to do it all together.
Well, Lee, is there anything else that you want to tell our folks either about this song in particular, any other reflections on the holidays to share?
No, I don't think so. Just again, thanks for tuning in. And if you like what you're hearing and you're on Apple Podcasts, you know, leave us a review, give us some stars, whatever you want to do. Yeah, your word of mouth is the best marketing tool we have for the show. And we're not doing it to, you know, get rich or anything. It's just a total passion project. So, yeah, just thanks to everyone for another kind of crazy year of stopping and starting the show and the people who have stuck around. Yeah, we really appreciate you.
Yeah, we appreciate your grace, as we are very human beings.
Yes, we are.
Well, Lee, I'm super stoked for 2024.
Yeah, me too. Wow. That's, yeah, okay. Right around the corner.
Yeah, and I'm excited for our song for January.
What is our song for January, Al?
Well, I would like to cover The General by Dispatch.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I just really feel called to this song. I think it sets a good tone for 2024, and I'm just excited to share it with folks.
Cool. Yeah, I'm excited to do some listening and hear all your research on it.
I like that subtle. Hey, Al, you going to do some research for us? I noticed that.
Slip it in there. Husband of the year, 2023, baby.
I'll get you a trophy.
Coffee mug will suffice.
Well, y'all, thank you so much for listening in with us, especially around this holiday season. We know there's a lot going on. So wherever you are, make sure you're taking care of yourself, take care of your people as best you can, and know that you are very appreciated. And until we get to be with you again, enjoy your own songs.